Paul is writing to the church in Rome, and they lived in a very kind of spiritual culture. And so the two big issues that he brings up are the issue of eating meat and holy days. Now, what he's essentially saying is that if you went and bought meat at the market, more than likely that animal had been sacrificed to an idol. And there were people whose conscience just could not eat that meat and still feel like they were worshiping God. Their faith wouldn't allow it. There were other people that were like, just give me the steak, I'm fine, right? I'm gonna be fine, I'm not, ooh, no, nothing. And he says that there's places, so for some people their faith was weak and they couldn't just receive it as good and thank God for it, so they just didn't eat it. And other people, their faith was strong enough that it was like, this isn't really gonna affect my relationship with Jesus. The other issue was holy days. Which day should we worship on? They had a large Jewish part of their community, so they were thinking Saturday, Sabbath. The Gentile part saying Sunday, resurrection. And so that he's saying, these are issues that the scripture's silent on. It's not going to tell you which day. For us, we don't really have those struggles. They're different struggles. But when it comes to the weak and the strong, this passage directly hits home for us, particularly in Western evangelicalism. There is a sense that over here, if I swing towards away from the gospel, you can swing towards legalism. Legalism says there are no gray areas. Everything's black and white. We have people that become members, but they're sort of sketched out on becoming members. They're like, do I have to sign a behavioral covenant? Doesn't that sound like a great document? I'm like, I don't know what a behavioral covenant is, but they came from a church tradition where they had to sign a piece of paper that told them what beverages they could drink and what movies they could watch and how they could dress and who knows what else. And the thought going through their minds in that is that the church is thinking, if we can just separate ourselves from the bad half of the world, we'll be okay. We'll be pure. Paul would say that's a weaker position. The thing that always bugs me is that those people always act like they're stronger in faith. Well, that's not strength, it's weakness. And they spiritualize these things, okay? So if I'm a legalist, I spiritualize why you can't have a beer. I spiritualize why the music I like is godly and the music you like isn't, right? I got all kinds of random verses that I can pick out and kind of morph towards you. And you're just like, oh, that's a bummer. I don't have a verse, because there is no verse. So Paul's going, that's a weak position. Legalism is a weak position. And the minute that you have to define how you live in a culture with a list of rules, you have moved away from the gospel. Because basically, I don't need Jesus if I have the list of do's and don'ts. Why have a doctrinal statement defining the gospel when I have to live by this covenant? I don't need the gospel. You've told me what I can do, what I can't do. I'll do that. That's not freedom, that's bondage. Moral bondage, but bondage nonetheless.